we said, okay, before we do anything else now, we need to align what our purpose is. Yeah. So the classical purpose question, why are we spending this time together? What do we want to achieve? And I think that was the game changer here.
Hi, and welcome to the Data Culture Podcast. Florian Biegelmeier is with me again because we have the Data Festival series. And today we interview two speakers of the Data Festival, both from BSH Home Appliances. We have Stephanie Bayer, Head of Corporate Reporting Systems. She's more looking at the topic data analytics AI from a business perspective, and Bojana Todorova, and she's head of data analytics cross applications, coming more from the IT side. And together, I think we could find some interesting perspectives on the topic, didn't we, Florian?
Yeah, definitely. So in this episode, Bojana and Steffi will describe how they identified the key problems around their analytics infrastructure and organization. So they have kind of described the tension between the business domains and the central analytics team. And they described also a way forward, like what they learned, how they approached the topic. And the interesting part of it is that they did it bottom up. But I think now is the time to dive into it.
Absolutely. Let's listen in. Enjoy the episode.
Hi, Carsten and Florian. Thanks for having us.
Hi, also from my side. Great to be here today with you.
Great to have you both. Let's jump right away into the topic, I would say. So at Data Festival, you had a very good presentation on the topic from silos to synergies around the topic of data analytics and how to create, as the title says, synergies between different business teams, but also the central IT team. I would suggest let's start with the challenge you had in the beginning. Bojana, maybe you have the central IT and data perspective. Maybe you could start and we can then listen to Steffi's perspective, which is maybe the counterpart to it.
When we started, actually, we still have this problem and we're working on it together with Steffi and all other domain owners from business side. We have quite fragmented landscape on BSH side. We have some business areas who work mainly with SAP data in SAP analytics systems, and we have others who are using non-SAP systems like Power BI for visualizations and Redshift for storing data and analyzing data as well. So it was really hard to have cross business area projects and combine data from these areas that have different analytic systems. That was our biggest challenge. And of course, when AI came, everybody wanted to speak with their data. Everybody wanted to have own solution. And that's where we saw the fragmentation is getting bigger and bigger, and it's impossible to combine this data and use the full potential of AI. Steffi, how do you see it?
Yeah, so definitely, I think that's a common thing in big corporations, that every department and every function builds its own solutions. That's very common, and it was also highly practical in the past, because instead of waiting for 6 months for central IT to do something, and you have to stand in line, you have to discuss budget, most people prefer to build their own isolated solutions, because when a sales team in Spain can create their dashboard or their analysis quickly for steering instead of talking for 4 weeks with IT. And that was okay in the past. I can also see what is very challenging until today. The areas in BSH are very, very different. So operations is very different from controlling, also from sales. They have a different maturity rate or grade when it comes to digitalization. They have different problems. We work with different systems. They have different stakeholders with different expectations. Some are more focused on transactional data. Others are more focused on data with business logic, like my area. So that makes it very hard to create synergies or to identify synergies, and also to find a point where to reach them, yeah, where they can see a benefit. Okay, so that was the past. But then came a time when all these dashboards popped up. Yeah. So suddenly you had a nicer way of representing your data, not only Excel and PowerPoint, but in dashboards. And people, yeah, we have more and more data, of course, with the digitalization, more data and now also the AI. And my area and especially my area in logistics, they started to create cross-functional dashboards. And we wanted to use the data from other areas. But we found it's not so easy because we have different dimensions and different KPIs. For example, revenue is a very prominent example, or also sales quantities in our company, because for sales quantities, we had 5 different definitions in the company. And also revenue is defined differently in the sales area than in the controlling area. Yeah, because different parts are included or not included. So that makes it really hard. But that was the starting point and the challenge. That's why those areas that were already interested a little bit ahead of the time, I would say, or front runners, they came together on a voluntary basis to work together on that. Yeah, and we founded this so-called, like a KPI pool. So we found it like a data pool. We pulled together data, for example, from logistics and controlling, and we started aligning on a voluntary basis for the two areas, how we can harmonize that. Yeah. So that was a coalition of a willing, I would say. And there were also other areas, but it was all on a voluntary basis. But it was also a time of great energy because you could really create something and people were really internally motivated and everything. But in the end, we also saw that the power of execution, of course, is very limited. Yeah, that was the very beginning, I would say.
Yeah. What you both described is not new. I mean, silos, non-aligned metrics for decision-making is, I think, as old as IT or data processing in companies, whatever. So my question would be, why now? Bojan already said AI is a driver, but Steffi, are there other drivers? Is it dynamics of the business? Did anything happen that you say there is now really more drive behind this topic to really try to solve it now?
AI was one of the main reasons. So everybody wants to speak with their data, and to make the data available, our business areas are now more willing to do a compromise and move towards a new solution as well, technical solution. That's a big chance and potential for us to make some major architectural changes. And till now, it was really hard as every area has their own preferred way of working, especially with data, and there are certain reasons for it. As Steffi mentioned, logistics and finance work quite good together, but it's really hard, for example, to get data from marketing or from HR. With the current platforms, it's impossible to do this exchange, or very hard. It's not impossible, but very hard. As Steffi mentioned, we have already quite good solutions, like our KPI pool, which was a technical solution, harmonizing data and putting it together on a platform. But as soon as you want to go in details and deep dive, we have lots of limitations. And we would like to remove these limitations. We would like to allow our business users or decision makers go almost deeper inside the data and get answers as fast as possible.
So I think what Bojana pointed towards was that IT is driving a certain standardization. Yeah, so that's the underlying notion. And businesses, of course, feeding it. So there is, so before everything was fragmented and every function could really build their isolated solutions optimized for their own purposes, which was good. But now this external pressure, I would say, forces more standardization. And you see that you cannot win from a business side if you just concentrate on your own issues. So people seek for partnerships, I would say. Of course, the biggest fear on business side is they have specific needs of their stakeholders, and we always want to fulfill these. Yeah, and I think the fear, maybe we'll come to that later, but is that IT is just driving standardization for the technology aspect and for costs. from a cost perspective, but is sacrificing the business benefits for that. And so I think together, so now I'm taking really the other perspective together, when we come together from business side and join forces and also formulate business requirements that are common to most of them. It's really hard to find requirements that really valid for every dimension or every function, but at least a majority. We can then have a louder voice, I would say, and more power also towards IT in a positive way, I would say, of course. So we want to position ourselves in our group. Yeah, we have this global reporting analytics group. We haven't introduced that yet, but there is this global reporting analytics group at BSH in the data and AI target operating model, led by Bojana and me. So our intent is to position our group as a business partner also to IT. Because for IT, it's really hard to collect all these requirements from a business side. I think that's one challenge, because everyone says, I want it this way, and the other one wants it that way. And IT says, yeah, but what is the common ground? And I cannot fulfill everything, and that's not efficient. And from business side, of course, also we want to position our needs. And I think it's more efficient if we first align on business side, what is really important. And that's already the first challenge, to talk to each other, because we are not used to that in the company. It was not necessary in the past. And then speak with one voice with IT and create such a partnership. And I think that's really a new thing and be a nice thing also to do, but it's hard work.
It's really hard work, and alignment is really the key topic. And I must confess, it's not my it doesn't come so naturally to me, alignment and patience, and that's why it's really good to have business on board like Steffi. Our game change is that we are co-moderating this group together. So Steffi uses her superpower alignment. And what she did in the past was very impressive for me, especially. She had lots of one-to-ones with every single business owner. And of course, they have completely different levels. Some are very analytics prone. They do dashboards on their own. They even integrate data on their own. Others are not that far. They request dashboards on IT side, and data integration is also done completely by IT. And you need to go one by one and ask, hey, what exactly do we need? And of course, they're different wishes. I would like to use Microsoft Dynamics data. I would like to use SAP data. I would like to use GfK data, for example. And everybody wants to have it as easy as possible. And Steffi had this patience to listen to all these requests and also provide our vision. Hey, we need to do compromises. We need to find one common ground for the future so we can have our data harmonized and on one platform, if possible, of course, and easy to be used by every tool or AI. And that was really the big win, this one-to-one conversation, listening, understanding, and moving every participant towards our common goal and vision.
There's one pretty interesting pattern throughout what you're saying, that is that a lot of what you're doing is coming almost like a grassroots initiative from the bottom up, from like the people that feel the pain and sitting together in one room, other than a top-down initiative from like a senior manager, from an executive. What would you say is like the big advantage of going that way, of going from the business domains and seeking alliances, if you wish? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a very good observation from your side. That's very true. We actually had a top-down initiative. So our group was founded as a top-down initiative. There was an official mandate. It started 2 years ago. So before I talked about this coalition of the willing. Yeah? And then in 2024, it was a change because we implemented here in BSH the data and AI model with three different groups, the data reporting analytics group, the AI group, and the data management group. And every area needed to send delegates to these groups mandatorily. And we said, oh, wow, now we really expected a big change, because now we have this mandate and now we can really work on that together. And we did that for 1 year. We already brought from our previous project some use cases that we already had some roadmap topics. We worked together. We really also implemented things. And Ojana and me had a good feeling. And then we had this workshop last year where we said, okay, now we can talk about our strategy. So we did something. So what is it what we really want to achieve? And then we noticed, and then the feedback, we were totally surprised that most of the people said, I actually don't know why I'm in this group. So what are we doing? What is our purpose? And is it really necessary? And I don't have time and I have my own problems. So, I mean, of course, we have so many projects going on, reorganizations, new product lines and so forth. Yeah. So we were really shocked. I was shocked, at least, I would say. So it was really back to zero. Yeah, we needed a couple of days to digest that and to think, okay, what do we do now? Do we throw everything away and say, okay, it's the organization is not ready and we continue like we did in the past? But we said, no, we take this as a challenge and as a motivation to think about what we can do differently. And then we said, okay, before we do anything else now, we need to align what our purpose is. Yeah. So the classical purpose question, why are we spending this time together? What do we want to achieve? And I think that was the game changer here. And I think it's also something that is not so common here, cross-functional, to think about what we can achieve together. I think it's also kind of a cultural thing. And we selected, or we said, okay, we don't continue with all the group on working together because it's just too many voices. Who wants to volunteer? And was very happy to see we had 3 or 4 volunteers. So I was involved, but also from different operations areas like development, quality, and so forth. We also looked that we have different systems represented, SAP, non-SAP systems. And then we started in October working. Yeah, we had sessions every 2 weeks. We also had an external support to make life easier and also really use only the brain and less work on the administration stuff. And we had our goal to have something in February, and we had another workshop. And by end of Q1, we wanted to have this purpose and this vision that we presented also in the data festival. Yeah. And that was really something that he said, okay, we need to all agree on that first. We need to work it from the bottom. We need to agree. And every participant has the obligation to go into there. We also talked about what is our role, because that was also a kind of a struggle. Yeah. So what is my real role? I don't have time. I'm so busy and I have all my other stuff. So what is the expectation? Because everybody's afraid it's just too much. So we said, okay, the role of the people in the group are multiplicators. You're not supposed to do everything on your own, but you need to be the voice into your area. You need to talk to your lead of the area. You need to find people who can support different initiatives. You want your support for what we are doing in the area. So all kinds of stuff like that. And I think that, yeah, I mean, I also did it the first time like that, but so far so good. I think we have everybody now in the boat. We also had a final meeting with top management where we presented that. But that was really a home run, I would say, because we already had all these alignments up front. Also, one by one, really went to, we had this little group and then we extended it gradually. So we had a draft and then we had, I think, before Christmas, we had some alignments and then we worked in the feedback. And they had then this on-site workshop in February with everyone, also discussed and very intensively, I would say. And it's also controversially, definitely. But my message to the people is always, if you want to, I mean, I give you the voice and we want to position ourselves as business partners towards IT, but it's not coming for free. So you need to really be engaged. Yeah, yeah. We will not deliver everything on a silver plate for you. And you just can sit there and complain. So there's a clear expectation. If you want to change something, then you need to do something for that. So if you want to do something for Power BI, then you need to start the initiative for Power BI AI.
for example. Or if you want to have a connection to a Gen AI tool, then okay, we can do that, but then find people who will work with you on that. And then Bojan and me are the ones who are promoting that towards top management, finding the money, and so forth. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it's a real cultural change, I would say.
I'd be interested in this engagement question. So how do I get people on board? You said, first of all, there was this group of the willing, the ones that started. Is there any pattern? I'm thinking about our listeners, yeah, and how they might be able to start a group. Is there any property of these that you could identify why they were actually willing to start? And second question is now, you said you gradually moved beyond this group. And then obviously I would expect that the reservations and the problems basically would increase to get everyone. And possibly you would have more questions and maybe people actively resisting to be here. So what's the secret sauce? How did you get those people also on board? You mentioned purpose as an important part of it. Are there others?
Yeah, but what my theory is, they are not interested in the technology itself. So I think if you're saying, oh, it's the best technology or it's the best and most cost-efficient technology, they don't care. So they want solutions to their problems. That's why this listening thing is important in terms of finding out what their real problem is and addressing exactly that problem. Mm-hmm. And also for our purpose strategy, we said we cannot save a bird. We will not do everything. Let's rather focus on the real important things that most of us are interested in and do less than more, but do that right. And I think that's the key for getting the people on board, to finding out what their pain points are and really do something for them. So I think, German Selbstwirksamkeit, that they see, okay, I have a problem, I do hear something, and it creates a positive change for me and also for my area that I can also sell in my area. So I think that's the key, and that's also why it's so much work, because often people don't know what their real problem is. They just complain that they have a problem or something is wrong. But really identifying what the underlying reason is and what then the common ground is also across the people is really, really hard, I think. And that's also how we got the people who were rather resisting. And also we were quite honest, I would say, Bojana. We said, okay, we only want the people who are really burning for the topic, I would say. I don't care about hierarchy. But I need the people who are really burning for the topic and have like a vision also, have an idea where we can head for. And it's we are trying to handpick also to partially the people to identify those in the organization and to pull those people into our group or at least in our working groups.
Completely agree with you, Steffi. That was our approach. But there is a bit slight... focused on technology from my side. I would say technology matters a lot to business. And business is usually fond of their technology that they're using. They don't want to lose it because they have already the skills and don't want to invest too much time in acquiring new skills. Not every area, of course, but some of the areas are really quite prone to technology. And what was maybe a bit supporting for our group was that at the same time when we started, there was initiative inside IT side to review our analytics architecture. And there was a first draft that was presented to our group. And the group was, I would say, was a bit scared after this presentation that they will lose a lot. And that also helped us maybe a bit, not that much, but a bit to get the willingness to support and to be involved, because with this group we gave every business owner the option to deliver their requirements, as Steffi said, which are problems, what would you like to solve with the new architecture, and that's how they get more involved in choosing the architecture as well, not really technically, but more on requirement side, business requirement side, and It's of course not the biggest success for our group, but it was a big supporting and helping also focusing on technology, new technology and new architecture.
I think it pays in what I said earlier. They see something is happening on IT side. If I'm on my own, I cannot do anything about it. I just have to accept what is coming. And by bundling our requirements, by formulating it, we have a power to really speak on eye level with IT, I think. And that's what's motivating most of the people, I think. Yeah, because it's giving, yeah, because we are not just helpless and sitting and waiting for the things to come, because changes are coming very quickly right now. So people get overwhelmed by it and feeling helpless. Gives you a position of power, I would say, also. Yeah.
Do you have an example where you, yep, for example, could influence the IT architecture or tool choices or something?
Yeah, that's exactly what Bojana said. We are currently discussing the new platform strategy, because our vision also, our biggest pain point in reporting, and I think everybody can relate to that, is that you, most people are busy finding the right data from the right places. Yeah, we're sitting there, connecting to different systems, downloading every Excel, compiling the data, cross-referencing, new mappings, and so forth. So that's a lot of work. Most people do that are involved in reporting. And that's also really a common agreement in our group that we want to solve that. And the only solution is, and I think this problem is increasing now, the more data and AI and so forth, to the question earlier, what is now changing. And I think we all agree also from business side, we need to bring the data more together. Yeah, and also IT has come to the same conclusion, and they want to provide such a common data source. But we, of course, are concerned that it's still complying with our requirements. So are we getting the right data in the right form? How difficult is it to connect? We also, at least my team is very IT close, I would say. We are doing a lot of things also in the system directly. Can we do the same still in the new setup? Yeah. So what is the role of business? What is the role of IT? So many, many things that are involved. And I think now we can offer a platform where we can really talk on eye level about these things. We had an Excel list where we had some criterias and really also went one by one to every business area and sat down, and they could list their requirements. Yeah, that was also very interesting because we are not used to that. It was something we need to learn, I would say. So some are quite ahead because we are closer to IT. Some just said, yeah, I want all my data, but didn't know how to formulate. So we started within IT with an area that is closer to IT topics. They did the first draft, and then everybody went through and added on or changed something. And we collected then their requirements from 15 areas. And Bojana is the one who's then mobilizing IT and motivates them to talk to us. Yeah, that's also hard work. So I think it's really a cultural change, I would say, that we are trying to bring everybody together from across business, that business needs to talk and align, but also business with IT. Also within IT, there are different parties that need to be aligned. So there's a lot of alignment going on. And the ones that are running around trying to gather all the people and opinions and at least bring everybody to the table. Of course, we cannot decide, but at least we can make the different opinions transparent.
I think the last sentences are a pretty good to zoom out a little bit, because we figured out you identified the problem. You had big successes already in bringing people to the table to talk to each other. You're in the process of this cultural change to align with each other on certain projects, on certain definitions, maybe, which is certainly an ongoing topic, right? If you look into other organizations, there might be even a fourth step. And we see that they try to bring more and more ownership for example, KPIs, for maybe even something like a data product into business domains. Is that something you're looking into?
Of course. When we started our group, actually, that was the main focus, getting the ownership and defining which are the most important KPIs for every domain, who is owning them and who can answer questions in case there are any. Here, once again, Steffi did a great work gathering all these KPIs from every business owner with corresponding data sources. We have everything documented. It's in our data library. It's being used, but let's say we see there is need for more investment in this area. And that's what we are now planning to strengthen a bit, especially towards our new AI ready data lake. So we'll start once again, at least Steffi, that's our plan, to check which KPI should be provided for the whole company per domain, once again with the corresponding data owner, and try to check in the next steps if we can do some harmonization so that KPIs can be used via chat interface, for example.
Yeah, I totally agree, but this is important. When I started doing this stuff and talking about reporting analytics with the different areas, I think most of the people doing reporting analytics agree. The hardest thing, if you are working with cross-functional data, for example, quality has hardly any own data. We only work with other data. And the most challenging thing is to find out who can I ask or where do I find the data and who can I ask to get access to the data. So I think that's a challenge and people know that. That's why the first initiative start is what I observe from business side. I mean, we have a definition of data owner and data steward and we have rolled it out from IT side, but I don't yet feel it really on the organization. I think you still need to work on really getting this ownership in reality. I think there's still some invest to do.
Any plans how to do that? You already have an idea in mind? Because that's a problem more or less everyone has, honestly. So any tips, any ideas are always welcome.
Yeah, question to IT, I would say.
Start small. Don't maybe expect a big bang with a big data product being published and available for everybody. Start with the most important KPIs per domain. And once you have then that, then you can expand to a big data product.
Mm-hmm. But ownership, I would say, it's not the problem of IT. It's really the problem of business.
Yeah, at least regarding these top KPIs, we are really starting an initiative again. We said in September we are going to have a workshop where we already said to all the participants, think about it. What are the most important KPIs you can think of in your area or what you need from other areas? And then we want to do an overview and prioritize. Again, it's not about getting everything in this data lake or platform, but start small, but at least have a roadmap what we want to include. Because with every KPI, we will also do some harmonization. Yeah, that's more the challenge. So we want to get everybody in the boat, agree on, probably we start with revenue, I guess, and sales quantity. We bring it then in the data source when we see, okay, analyze what are the different definitions, get the people, really address the people who need to be involved to get an alignment and try to enforce that. And I think it's not, like Bojana said, having a governance scheme, basically all the data is classified as data product and then we can assign it to a data owner. It's really that they are living this role of data ownership. Yeah? So I'm responsible for this. I need to think about who is using it, how it's defined. Somebody asked me and challenges how I'm doing it. So I have to align here and talk to us. So this talking to each other and really coming to a compromise and maybe also changing the way I'm using it today. We have done that in small with the sales team for revenue because it's really a pain that we have a different definition than they do in their system.
So besides our global group, we already had a one-on-one initiative and sat down and said, okay, how can we align that? How can we create a common data connection where we feed our system and their system so that everybody's working with the same terms? But yeah, I think grabbing really important single data products and working on them together is probably creating, I think they need, again, they need to feel, okay, there's, if I put in this energy and effort, I have a positive outcome, and then they're also ready to move on from there.
And I would say our group is also the success for it. As ownership's already there, sharing is the problem of what I see. Everybody wants to have the numbers from other areas, but nobody really wants to share their own numbers. And what I noticed, for example, in the last 2 months, there was a success story for me, Steffi. It's actually, again, on you and marketing. There was a request from marketing side on financial KPIs. And usually the request would go on like marketing comes to IT, ask for the KPIs, we go to finance and ask permission to use to share the data. As we had our group, marketing was able to speak to finance directly, explain the business need, and that's made it much easier. Because, of course, if the business need explained via IT, it doesn't sound that important. At least that's my feeling. So our group is enabling us sharing.
That makes a lot of sense. I think that makes, like, the example to the end makes it really relatable as the entire episode, to be honest, to the problems we really have. Or we really hear from a lot of practitioners out there. I think the total way you described today, from identification of the problem over how you approached it, how you set up a possibility to exchange on that problem, how to bring people together, and the examples you had towards the end really explained really well, like how you solved it. I think that's really an episode many people can learn from, hopefully, in practice later. And thanks for your insights on that.
You're welcome.
Once again, thank you for having us and letting us share our journey.
Absolutely. And then we wish you very good luck with your journey. You're on the way, but it sounds quite successful and quite really forward-looking that you found a good way to bring BSH forward. So congratulations
very much.
And good luck.
Thank you. Thanks for having us and have a great day.